Long ago in the European countryside, there lived a woman and her husband. Their beautiful and quiet home was nestled among rolling hills and sprawling green pastures. They hoped to someday raise a child of their own. From the window of their living room, the luscious landscape stretched out far into the distance. The woman spent her calm hours sitting by the window, dreaming of the baby she might someday have. She would also gaze longingly at the garden that lay next to their land. This neighbor's garden was full of life. Neatly organized sections of flowers created a mural of vibrant color. Herbs sprouted across the earth, and ivy trailed along a red brick wall. The widow, living on this neighboring land, had a way of making things grow, or so it was said. On warm days, when the windows of the house were open, the fresh smell of basil and rosemary wafted into every room of the couple's home. The air danced with the sweet scent of roses and pink fuchsias, soothing every corner of the house. The woman envied the widow's agricultural abilities. Her own garden was bare in comparison. Though she tended to it for long hours, she could barely grow weeds. One day, the woman was lounging by the window, gazing down into the neighboring garden. It was almost noon, and the air was warm with sunshine. From the open window, she inhaled the sweet scent of lavender. She watched as a blossom tree swayed gently in the breeze. As she slowly spread her gaze over the beautiful garden, she noticed a small bed bursting with bountiful rampion. Rampion, the woman knew, had a rather unique taste. Though pungent and strong, it was also sweet and delicate. The woman had been unable to grow rampion in her own garden. As she looked at how fresh and green it appeared, she longed for it. All at once, she was overcome by a desire to eat some of the luscious rampion. Images of eating rampion as a child flowed through her mind. Her mother used to serve young, fresh rampion roots in a salad with pepper and vinegar, or she would boil the plump older roots and serve them hot with a delicious lemon butter sauce. As these memories floated by, she realized she had not eaten rampion in quite some time. As she carried out her usual daily business, her desire for the rampion never faded. If anything, it became insatiable. By the next day, the woman could think of nothing else. Perhaps it was because she knew she could not have it. Or maybe her body was telling her that this precious plant was what she needed most. That afternoon, The woman's husband noticed her intently gazing out the window. He came and stood beside her. Staring out, he saw the rapian for himself. The woman told him she hadn't eaten any for years and would truly love to taste it again. She said perhaps it was exactly what their longed-for baby needed. The man loved his wife very much and wanted to make her happy. He also longed deeply for a child. So later that afternoon, the man went to the widow's house, passing by the full and lush garden on the way. When he knocked on the door, the widow answered, appearing beautiful, wearing fine clothes and jewelry. The man explained that his wife hoped to taste rampion again after so long. He asked if he may take her some from the garden. The widow smiled kindly and said, "Of course. The man must take as much as he liked."